You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Walao eh!
The Gula Sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a swear word.
Alright, JC, who do we have in the studio with us right now?
Well. So basically, it's this amazing fashion designer, but also, she does a lot of modeling for other people as well. Not just for brands, but also she did something for a music video as well. So I'm so proud to announce that my good friend Z is in the house tonight with us!
Give it up to Z, everybody.
Yeah, cool.
Don't be shy.
Okay. Yep. Cool. Okay.
Well, can you tell us, how are you feeling about being on air with us tonight?
This is very new to me. I'm blank now.
You're blank?
I'm sorry, I just went blank. I'm really excited to just talk to you guys, seriously. Like, thank you so much for having me on here.
No, that's okay. Honestly, like, the whole reason why we have this show is to represent Southeast Asian creatives like us.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
And we want to celebrate you.
Yes.
While being on this show.
Thank you. I really appreciate the platform you've made for all of us as well.
Yeah, honestly, like, I'm so happy that we're kind of like continuing this on as well.
Yep.
So we're gonna get straight into it. So I just want to ask, since you are a Whitecliff student, can you please tell us how your experience that's been as a fashion student?
Whew, we've had our ups and downs, but honestly, I feel like the reason why I'm at Wycliffe is just the beautiful people that I've, like my cohort and also the people above and below in my year level. I don't know, like, it's such a collaborative environment because we're all share one studio space, like just one level, and just like, you know, in different sections, different year levels. And it's just so lovely to have that collaborative like effect with each other. And I don't know what else to say. It's just the lectures are so lovely as well. They're really just like, they're so supportive as well. Very like caring. Yes, always in our best interest. Yep.
I'm really happy to hear that because like from what I've experienced is a lot of fashion students are a bit judgy.
like I feel like we just have like, I mean, not everybody, but there's like some sense of entitlement because we have like, we're like good fashion. Oh my god, so snobby.
Yeah,
but I don't know, I hope that stereotype kind of eradicates Heike, because the people that I've met is not like that at all.
Period. Honestly,
maybe fashion students just look a lot more intimidating than they actually are.
It is I don't know,
because you see someone wearing an impeccable fit, you're like,
literally,
oh god, like,
it's so unapproachable, right?
Yeah,
but actually they're pretty down to earth.
Honestly, we're just a cinema roll inside.
Well, leading up to that as well, is I wanted to ask, who or what has inspired you to study fashion design, or what gets you into it?
Okay, I'll just like quickly recount my story. But I, like, as a kid, I had my, like, I had an uncle that used to design. He literally would design in his garage, and you know, it's not a big space. And he's moved to Cambodia, like maybe like many years, but like many years ago. And in 2018, when I visited his studio, it was just so inspiring to see his couture and everything like that. He's been like designing for celebrities, like Cambodian celebrities, and it's crazy. And I guess my auntie was a tailor. Seeing all the contraptions as a kid was just something so, I found it so intriguing. Yeah, and I guess a little backstory. I have a degree. I studied at UOA, did biomed, majoring in neuroscience, and I did postgrad, and I had a breakdown, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this shit anymore. Not in that way. I love learning. but that was kind of like a wake-up call of like me really wanting to pursue my fashion. Like,
I can tell.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much what got me into fashion. Was that the question?
Yeah, of course.
Well,
I'm happy I'm happy to hear that as well. Sorry for cutting you off, but
no,
I'm really happy.
No, it's literally chill. Thank you.
I'm really happy to hear that as well, especially if it's family that inspired you. Like, oh my gosh, like,
yeah,
your uncle designed for...
Like, it's just like a lot of like Cambodian celebrities, because he, like, it's like more custom designs, and that's definitely what I really gravitated towards, actually, as a matter of fact, as I'm making something for you right now.
No, because I heard you, when I first met you, I think you did mention that to me,
yeah,
like, briefly, like, yeah. Not like...
Yeah, it's
high-key.
Not explicitly, but yeah... No, and also in my family, we're not really not a lot of creatives as well. And it was them that like made me gravitate towards them. You know, like they were like my beacon in a way. And yeah, I really appreciate that.
Oh, shout out to your family, uncle and auntie.
Yes.
Yeah. And also now we're going to get into a little bit more on the other side of that degree or like that certain style of like that world is how did you get into modeling? Because you've modeled for like brands like One for None or the...
Oh, One of None. Yeah.
One of None. Sorry. Incorrect. That was One of None and episode of Vincent Manta.
Oh, yes.
We saw them literally yesterday.
Yeah, like Central Fleet. Yeah. No, they're so lovely. Oh my God. They're like literally like... I didn't even meet them like that long. Wait, it's actually been long ago, but I feel like they're my day ones in my fashion life. Like, honestly. But modeling wise... what was the question again?
The question was like how... Like, what got you into modeling?
Holy, this is like a little while actually. Okay, this is like post-pandemic, like post-COVID moment. I was like, we're all coming out of our shells, right? We're just like getting back into normal life. And then this is like maybe my last year of uni. And I felt like I really wanted to just, I don't know, what was it? It was just like a slow thing brewing inside me that wanted to just be in front of a camera. Maybe it was a confidence thing that I wanted to like, it's a confidence muscle that I wanted to train at first. And I guess I found like joy in it. And I felt like there was so much, like I really enjoyed the collaboration process, you know, working with a photographer and then, you know, just really like teaming up with other, just like other parts that goes into a photo shoot. And that's pretty much where it went on there. And then now I'm doing way, like a lot more like, different sorts of modeling, like whether it's like, you know, not just photo shoots, like runway, even like, I don't know, acting, like not really acting, but like, you know, fashion films and stuff like that, my own ones. Yeah.
So did you start doing modeling before you began like doing fashion design yourself?
I did actually. I did modeling first before I decided to do fashion. Yeah.
Well, like coming up to my follow-up question is like, is there like a specific, well, do you have like a preference between the two? Like, do you prefer to do modeling more? Do you prefer to do fashion design more? Because like being both sounds rare in my opinion. Like you can't, I've never met anyone like you.
As a matter of fact, I mean like when you're like in my scene, there's a bunch of bitches that are like that. We do everything because that's just what the like economy is right now. I feel like, you know, it's kind of like the thing of like, oh, you're a content creator. You need to know how to do this and that.
Right.
You need to know how to do business. You need to sell yourself. I think that's literally the same thing. Everyone needs to like, someone needs to wear your clothes, right? And you can just model your own clothes sometimes. Like, you know, or you just get your friends to get in the photos. I don't know. That's just kind of the culture. But yeah, I guess like in like other people's worlds that may not, that's not in mine. I believe, yeah, fashion and modeling is kind of like rare to come by. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, would you say, well, back to my other question as well, is like, is there like a specific one that you like more?
Oh yeah, that's right. No, I don't. I literally find joy in both of them. I really could not choose. I'm so glad that I've gotten into them at different times though, because I felt like I got a taste of each of them. Like, I guess modeling, if I didn't like it by now, then I would have stopped. But the fact that I'm still doing it, it means something. And I guess fashion design, I've been longing to do it. So yeah, like I would not choose. I don't think I can.
And also I'm doing a little bit of research. I was also told that you've kinda styled / designed some stuff for Frontman from Backstreet's Barrett. Is there any other like projects or like what got you to like reach out to certain artists to make certain pieces?
Make certain pieces. Oh, okay. So Frontman Barrett, oh my God, he's my man. I don't know what is. Is it a fucking secret? I don't know. Actually, surprisingly, not a lot of people know that we're dating. Wait. Yeah.
That's, you can say that. Right? That's okay.
Oh my God, guys.
Oh my God,
first
scandal.
On,
oh my
wallow.
God. Wallow.
Z and
Vert
are dating.
Oh my God, we're dating. No, okay. But, I don't know. I feel like he's just literally been the person that literally convinced me. Like, kind of like pushed me further. I was leaning towards wanting to go into fashion school, go into Wycliffe. And he like literally pushed me straight in. And I guess designing for him, he's my muse. you know, it's like, I'm like that's one of those so like old guys with a cigarette, and then my muse is like a really pretty, ugly, pretty girl. It's just so like, no, in the best way possible. You know, like, you know, she's like uniquely pretty, and you know, it's like that. But he's like the muse. He's my muse.
I'm so sorry. I'm gagged.
No, I'm sorry.
Ugly, pretty.
No, I don't know what else to say. I can't say pretty ugly.
Yeah. Anyway, one last question for me is, I wanted to ask, is there any other like Asian fashion designers Ooh. That inspires you or like you look up to as for inspiration? It could be your uncle, but is there any other people?
Because at first when I got into the fashion thing, it was like, you know, for myself really. But then as time goes by, I meet a lot of people and I've met a lot of like Asian creatives as well as like Southeast Asian creatives, like definitely a lot of them. But if I had to like name a few, it's just like along the way I've met them and they've now become my inspiration. First person I'd say is Jenny. She's from China. She's literally like, she's like my mom, my sister, whatever person. But Southeast Asian designer, I got they're all Asian, but like I can't really remember what
it
Asian
doesn't even
they
have
are.
To be. It doesn't have to be like specifically Southeast. It could just be like any Asian designer.
I'm blank right now. But there's heaps. I just say like, oh, there's like Jenny, there's Angie from Kong.
I love Angie.
No, Angie is so.
She's so cool.
Cracked out. But I'm black. Freak. No, there's just so many designers. Like, I don't know. I'm so sorry. I'm so blank right now.
No, that's okay. Well, one last question.
I'm so freaking blank right now.
That's okay. Well, yeah. One last question to wrap it up is, would you be open to commission in the future for any? One. It doesn't have to be Asian.
Anyone.
Because
like, I mean, like, just because like I'm in school right now, I'm pretty busy. I would say like it takes a very special person for me to free up my schedule. Wink, wonk. The other person on the microphone.
You don't have to call me out like that. I'm not saying.
Oh my god. Okay, it can't take me anywhere. But I would say yes. If it's doable.
Hey, my project was doable.
Yeah,
right?
It was doable, honestly, yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, definitely. Like, I would, like, in far future, oh, yeah. But, you know what? Next year, I'll open it up, yeah, for sure. For the rest, yours is the last one, though, for the rest of the year, because, like, I can't do anymore. Well, maybe I might squeeze in a few things, but, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. But you're most likely the last one, but definitely next year. I will suss out some other stuff. Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first. So thank you so much for coming in, Z.
Well,
like, we really
you.
Appreciate you. Honestly, like, we want you to come back.
No, I want to come back. This is so fun.
We want you to, like, honestly, like, show us. Well, if we get a chance to, we would love to, honestly, showcase your piece of art.
No, I'm so... If you wear it around, like... Oh, after no. you, when you get it, I mean, you need to take a lot of photos. I need to put it on my Insta page.
I'm going to bring it to my place in Canada.
Oh,
so.
My God. Yes, girl. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
You.
And yeah, that's pretty much it from right. Z.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.